Hello.
Hello, yeah. Am I speaking with Emily?
You are.
Hey, Emily, this is David Morgan from Orbit Design Agency. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. I think you already know my name and you know who I am, too, like your project manager, and I'm the one who's basically taking care of all the things for you until your website is completed.
Okay.
I got your message that you are having a hard time to pull out the questionnaire, and as well as the questionnaire which you're sending us, this bounced back, right?
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out why.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to send it again just a few minutes ago, and it said it sent, so see if it
Can you please pull up the teamwork right now?
Yes, let's see.
Sure. So, by the way, how's the day going today?
It's going. I've been trying. I'm running into trouble. I set up my Microsoft account with another email, and it's just been crazy trying to fix that. But anyways, all right.
Mm-hmm.
So it says it sent to.
I got a little information with Mr. Thomas regarding your business that you are basically the photographer doing the photography in weddings or somewhere, right?
Yeah, it's not weddings. I've been doing just a lot of portraits, just all kinds of photography, and I've been trying to narrow down the niche that I want to stay in. I did recently, this last year, get a small elementary school contract, and I've done all their photography this year, and so I definitely need to add, that's definitely going to be something into my site with the schools, because I want to keep that up in the winter. But in the summers, our town where we live is a very small area, but we just hit a huge tourism boom because all of the tourists come here and they rent cabins and around our lake, and it's been crazy how many of them come in. And I've got so many people putting my name out there for these tourists. They want family pictures done there at their cabins, and so I definitely want to try and tap in on that market, especially in the summer when they're all here.
That's great.
And so,
you would like to sell your pictures, or you just wanted to showcase the things, and you just want to like looking for the likes, or people can just view it?
Well, mostly I want to be able for them to come on and book online and like see my availability and stuff like that, because a lot of the tourists, they get down here, and then they're looking for a photographer within this week, you know, or within this weekend. And so that's definitely, and then like the search engine optimization, I don't know if it matters, but a lot of our tourists are coming from the Dallas area. Like most all of them are coming from Dallas, because Oklahoma, they're just
definitely
right there.
Definitely, we don't have like the only one place to target that. We have a lot of spaces where we can target your audience, so you will get the customers from all over the world, not just one specific area. Yep, so definitely you don't need to worry about that part. As soon as the time comes to do the marketing, so definitely we will help you out with that.
Yeah, and then on the school, like on the school end of it, because that would be like a wintertime, you know, type of thing, but I have had a lot of the local sports teams and stuff like that have inquired, so I definitely want to have, you know, a menu option for them just for the school ends of it, because this year what I did was when I just did all the spring portraits for this elementary school, and I actually went ahead and just printed the actual proof and sent them home with the kids. But eventually, I'd like to be able to do it online, where they can go online and buy, you know, find their kid and then buy their pictures online. It would save me on my printing costs.
Sure. And you are the one who is basically providing them with the printings of the pictures, right?
Yes, yes. Yes, I provide the printing. They buy the prints directly from me. I have the big printer, and I do all that, and the packaging and all that stuff.
So do you have that, like, do you have the person or any company who provides you with the printing, or do you want us to?
No, I do it.
Oh, you can do it.
Yeah, I know. I do that. Yeah, I do that printing myself. I just want them to be able to pay online, you know, and go on and choose their kid photo, because me printing out, like, the paper proofs with the envelope that goes along with them, what I ran into this year was the little brats didn't take them home. And then they were like, I want to buy my kid's picture. And I'm like, well, they came home with a proof. And they're like, no, they didn't. oh, it's in their locker, you know, and I'm like, okay.
As soon as you are done with the event, you can just kind of upload all the pictures onto the website, and if someone is looking to purchase that, so they can just pay you over the website, and you and the person will get your picture, right?
Right, that would be great.
Okay, great. So,
and then I've been going through my photos, because I've been reading about how you need to stick to an editing style, you know, so that it kind of matches in and stuff like that. I never realized how much my editing style has changed over the last 10 years.
Which platform do you use to edit your pictures, like Adobe Illustrator or?
PaintShop Pro, Corel.
Okay. So, if you don't mind, can I see something which you have done so far for your events, for the pictures of yours which you did for now?
Yeah.
Like just two or three pictures, just to see what basically what is the work which you have done.
Sure. All right. The email I'm sending to, it says,
uh-huh.
Let me make sure it's right. It says Sam Jones Orbit Design Agency application at EU Teamwork.
He is basically one of my senior manager, and he is the one who is basically creating the whole portal for you, and he welcomed you on board, and after that, we are the one who is basically taking care of all the things for you.
Okay. So that's the email I need to send to?
Yep. If you can see that, I'm also...
All right, hold on just a second. Okay. All right. Let me send to... Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on just a second.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So how's your work going so far? Like, do you get the or customers or something?
Yeah, super busy right now. And that's why I told them I don't have, like, a short deadline because I'm going to be so busy with graduation season coming up. And I'm just booked with graduation coming up. I got the entire elementary school, and then I have all my seniors and all of that stuff. So it's getting busy. Here we go. Okay. Put my hard drive back together. Hold on just a second. Okay. Okay. And... okay, here's one. Okay, it's in that one. Hold on a second. I don't know why it's moving so slow.
If you're having too much hard time to fill out the questionnaire or send me that. So let me tell you my personal email address so you can just send me separate for that, okay? I'm just about to send you the text, my email, so you can have a look.
Okay.
Yep, I just sent you my email address.
Okay. Might be easier for me to do it over the phone. Okay. Hold on just a second. Let's see.
Sure.
Yep. Okay. Okay, there's a couple I just randomly chose.
Sure, no worries. Take your time.
see if you got those. Hopefully it won't be a problem, but I live in like the little black spot on the national map of coverage and internet. I live like in the middle of nowhere, so hopefully it won't be too bad of a problem. U.S. Cellular picked us up, but just
now. By the way, may I know like for how long you are in this business?
I've been doing photography since back and before digital started, like 35 millimeter film days. At least 10 years, I would say. Yeah, at least 10 years I've been a name around here that I've been, you know, getting clients and things like that. But like I said, it's such a small area that for the longest time I've just relied on word of mouth and things like that.
You definitely just need to expand your audience. You just need to expand your customer service. So that's why you just need to move.
Well, and nowadays, like, used to, when it came to proofing and stuff, I would meet with my clients. We would look at everything, and then they would choose what they wanted edited. Nowadays, it's just not done like that. It's all online.
Uh-huh.
And especially when it comes to the tourists that are in, around the area, they want it all online.
Uh-huh.
And
definitely, let's say if someone wants to hire you for their event, so definitely they can just come to your website and hire you according to your availability of that particular shoot. And then you can just schedule the event and the pricing, whatever you guys set for that. And once you guys are done with the settlement, that this is the price, this is the event, this is the date. So then you will get the confirmation email onto your particular email address, which you are basically using at that time.
Right, right. And especially like when it comes like narrowing down their inquiries, because you don't even know how many calls I get. But people are just checking pricing, they're just inquiring, and I just don't have time to do that. So if my website could narrow down like what they want.
You can just use the option for an email, or
yes.
If you don't have time. If you are looking for your people to reply you over the text or the messages, so you can use the chat as well to replying your people right away.
Yes, that would be great. Did you get those pictures? Did they come through?
Let me see. So you send me on my personal email or on the text?
Yes.
Or on the...
Yeah, on the personal email.
Okay, let me see. Unfortunately, I have not.
Okay.
Let me email you with my email address so you can just reply me back with that, okay?
Okay.
Hope you got my email.
Yeah. I don't know. It's
sure. I'm just sending you an email with the message of hi, okay? Because I don't have something to say, you know.
I don't know. It says it sent it on my end. Okay.
Sure.
I don't know, I should just send it.
I just sent you an email, so you can just see my email and reply me back there.
Okay. I don't know why it didn't. Okay. There it is.
So you get my email?
Yes, and I'm sending it again. So there are three pictures. It should send.
Sure. I will check.
Okay, it says it sent them just a minute ago, but I don't know.
Sure. So it sent.
Okay. Like I said, those are just three random ones that I've chosen. My school ones, let's see.
So you're just having a hard time to choose which one is best, which one is more best.
No, I mean, I just sent three random ones there just to give you an idea of some stuff.
Sure.
To do. And just let me know when they, let's see.
Yeah.
Did they come through?
Mm-hmm. Let me see. I'm just refreshing my page. Still refreshing. Let me see my spam. And here, you're in my spam. Oh.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the picture which I've seen right now first is the girl. So let me guess. Is she you or is she the model or something?
That's my daughter, if it's
the
young girl.
Oh, yeah. How about the girl which is standing in front of the Jeep?
Okay, that is a friend of mine's daughter. I did her senior pictures.
Oh.
And,
so she's your daughter as well?
No. Just the one standing in the white dress is my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
The girl standing in front of the truck is a senior that I did recently. And then there's another lady. It says Mary across the front, and she was another client. And I have model releases for all these pictures.
So,
to use,
who is the This Is Us? This is you?
No, those are just clients. Those are pictures I've done.
Oh, that looks so good. I think
we don't
need to use some other pictures, some other stock pictures.
Oh, you wanted a picture of me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No.
Okay.
At that time, I'm looking for your work. And if you wanted to send me your picture, so I can have a look as well to that too. But the thing which I am looking from you at that time, that is the pictures of your work.
Yeah, those are pictures of my work. Those are my pictures that I've taken.
That's great. Why don't you definitely you were going to use these pictures on the website. So why don't you use the watermarks there? So people can not going to steal your pictures and using your pictures to be on their business or on their website. Why don't you use the watermarks? May I know that how many pictures do you have in total?
Oh, well, I've been trying to call through them. I've tried to read some information about, what you guys might be wanting. And some of the information I read said that don't use the watermark on the photos on the website. And then some said did, so I sent some that don't have them.
Let's say you're selling your pictures just for your school people.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just use the watermarks. Mm-hmm. And if you're not, so if someone can take the screenshot from there and just use your picture to be on their website or any of the platforms, so you are just losing your money in that case.
Yeah.
And if you're using the watermark, so at least you can just advertise yourself with the help of your watermark sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually any time that, if I give them an early release on social media after I've done their pictures, I always put my watermark on it. Now, I don't put it on the photos that they buy, but usually I always do. Just for the ones
you can just put the watermark there, but as soon as they purchase that, so you can just remove the watermark and just send them the files of the picture.
Right. And this weekend, I'm actually having another photographer friend of mine who he's going to come to one of my photo shoots, and he's going to shoot me while I take pictures of my clients just so that I have some good pictures for, maybe the About Me content so that they can see me and know who I am, and things like that. But I'm having him take some good photos of me because that's one thing of being a photographer. You're never really in front of the camera. I started looking, and I was like, I don't really have any pictures of me. We're going to do that on Saturday. I have a shoot, and he's going to come with me, and he's going to shoot me while I take pictures so that I get some. I like the idea of them seeing me. I like the idea of them seeing the vinyl work.
Oh, that's great, though. Okay.
Do you want some of the school photos or?
No, not for now. I just wanted to see the work, and I already saw that. So
yeah.
I've been calling
through my photos and trying to put together like 10 of my best that have a similar editing style and things like that. I know for sure I don't want people looking for me to be a newborn photographer. I don't do newborns. I don't do weddings just because I'm just not set up. I don't do weddings unless I have another photographer with me.
We can do it this way as well. As soon as I got the pre-film from you, so once we come up with the initial design for your website, so you can just, like, align your 10 or 15 or 5 picture, whatever you feel like these pictures are good to go with the website. So instead of using the dummy pictures, we can use your pictures there. What do you think about this?
Yes, absolutely. I want to use my work, yes.
Okay, so you can just align the pictures, like around 8 to 10 pictures. I'll send it to me. So once we are come up with the designs, once we come up with the designs, so we can use your pictures there, okay?
Okay. Do you want me to, include on each one, like what category they're in? Like I have family categories. I have, senior portraits. And I have...
You can just mention the categories on the brief form. So you approve the first page.
Okay, and you do want...
And once you approve,
and you do want my watermark on.
Sure.
Okay.
The watermark.
And I have my logo, and I will send you that. So I will send you that. But it's the same as my watermark. But I'll send you that as well.
Sure. Okay. So I need to know one more thing. Like, can you please send me the brief form first?
The what? The brief, see, I don't know why it didn't send. It should have sent already. Let's see.
You can just
hold
use the same email to send me that.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I asked you that how many pictures do you have in numbers, like in total?
Oh, in total? Oh, God. Over 100, of my good ones,
It's too much.
So, like I said, that's why I've been trying to narrow them down to a number, smaller number. I've been looking, over, I went digging through them to find them, and I realized how much my editing styles have changed because I'm trying to keep a consistent one. And it's been crazy. Take different pictures now than what I did 10 years ago, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's hard for you to select some of the pictures, which is going to be on your website.
Yeah. It kind of is because, like I said, I didn't realize how much my style
changed. I will help you select the pictures.
Okay.
Don't worry about
that. All right. Well,
we'll do the work together.
Yeah. Definitely. And I humbly submit to y'all's design creative genius because I have no idea when it comes to the website thing. I try to do my own on, like, Canva, and, oh, God, in Wix, it's not for me. I can't do it.
So did you already have the existing website as well?
No, I was going to do it, and I got into trying to figure it out, and it was so confusing, and I just quit and backed out. I need a professional.
Once you see these kind of platforms so you can – you feel like at that time you can do it, but once the time comes to creating the design and once the designing is completed, then the development time comes, so you just can't. You just cannot. So then
they make it seem so easy, and then by the time they're done adding this and that and the price, and they get the price up so high each month, I put the numbers together, and it was more affordable to have a professional do it for me than to try and do all that.
I knew
it would be wrong.
How much you're paying them for the Wix website on a monthly basis?
I'm not paying them now. I backed out of it. I looked into it, and it just, I added the numbers, and I thought, no, it'd be better to have a professional do it and,
So for now, you're
do it right.
You sign up for free, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
oh no, I don't have one of their websites at all.
Okay.
Okay, there it is. See.
Sure. You can just send me the brainstorm so at least I can have a look, and according to that, we will have some more conversation.
Yeah, hold on just a second.
Sure.
Okay, so email that right there. Yeah, I tried to send it last time, and I don't know why.
Let me see my spam again.
Yeah, you might look in the spam again. Or in to the Sam one is where I sent it, I think.
Emily, can you please confirm for me, are you the only owner of this business, or do you have some partners who basically in this?
No, it's just me.
Oh,
yeah, I'm a sole proprietorship.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Let me see my email again.
Okay. Hold on, let's see. My inbox. Okay.
No, it's not even in the spam. It's not even in my inbox.
All right, hold on just a second. I'm trying to.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Okay, it's in again, so we'll see. Hopefully it works.
I just got something.
Okay.
Okay, I just got your questionnaire. Let me see. Emily Jordan Photography.
Mm-hmm.
Contact person Jordan, designation owner. Showcase my photography to potential clients to streamline communication and workflow with my existing clients. Anyone seeking a photographer for even family, senior, and engagement portraits, also local sports leagues, clubs, groups, schools, or any organization seeking crop an individual. There any existing website? No. So, I have seen, I am reviewing your website pre-form, and I do see that the pages which you are looking for, the client forms, the contact me, different types of sessions, with example and pricing cards. And I would like to know, like, what would be the name of your domain name, the name of your business?
I would like it to be Emily Jordan Photos with an F, F-O-T-O-S. That's my email, and I kind of like that. So that's what I was hoping. The guy, when I booked with you guys, he said that that one was open.
Sorry?
When I hired you guys, the guy that I talked to on the phone, he said that Emily Jordan Photos with an F, F-O-T-O-S, he said that .com was available.
Oh, so you would like to reserve that?
I mean, I guess, is that what you're asking, like what the site would be, like Emily Jordan?
Yeah, domain name, definitely. Like,
yeah.
This is, okay, so I'm just having your brainstorm. It takes me a little time to review it. And as soon as I'm done with it, if I need any help from you, so definitely I will give you a call. If not, so I will have designers to start working on your initial designs, and it will take 24 to 48 business hours to come up with the designs for you. And let me guide you like how basically your design will gonna look like. So the first design which we sent to our customers, it based on the dummy pictures and as well as the dummy content. But for now, as you are all, or as you are the photographer, so definitely you have some pictures which you would like to use on your page. So instead of using the dummy pictures, we can use your pictures. We'll show you the design, and let's see what do you think about those.
Okay, I will start gathering my best photos, and I will send them in categories, you know, for you guys to look at and maybe take a look at. And like I said, I'm totally open. You guys help me choose because I have so many. Also, what kind of resolution do I need to send them in? Like, I mean, when I print in like 300 DPI or higher, but for you guys on the screen resolution, I mean, what just
for that,
does it matter? Or?
It is. Like, you can just, the quality of the picture which you send me now with the two or three pictures, so you can just send me in that way. I will use it.
Sure.
If I need of some more clear pictures, so definitely I will let you know.
Okay, all right. Well, I sent those in, like, regular 72 DPI, so I figured that's what you needed, but I want to make sure. Okay, well, I will start gathering those. Now, we live on a ranch, and I've got to go feed cows and stuff like that, so it might be later on this evening before I can send them. But I will get on that.
And as soon as you approve the layout, then we will talk about the domain name and all the things which we need to work on.
Okay, all right. All right, well, thank you. It sounds good. I'm sorry about the delays and all that sending.
No worries about it.
Better.
No worries. Have a wonderful day.
Well,
if you feel any help
thank
from
you, too.
Let me know.
Okay, thanks.
Yep, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.